Legends of King Arthur's court come drifting down through dusty centuries past, enveloping me in a phantom white cloak with great Pendragon on breast high, visions of mead on a table round, crackling fires in massive halls, mirth and talk of high deeds. As it wafts by and past, a longing, a remorse, if you will, engulfs me. Mighty Excalibur is no more. All alone stand here I, a misplaced chevalier of old. Am I all alone? Hast thou forgotten, Camelot? I shall once again, as the memories come back, be warm, deep inside the high walls of Camelot, listening to the knights of the Table Round, praising God and Arthur. Today is Friday, the day I get up early, I get all the shipping out, drop off at the post office, and go swimming. Afterwards, I float on my back in the jacuzzi with the jets off, gazing up at the blue sky and scudding white cotton ball clouds weaving through the palm fronds. Then I drive out to Green Star Coffee to pick up my organic brew. And as I was opening the door, there, that scent. Suddenly I was hurtled back to country roads, summer days, and horses. The clip-clop of hoofed shoes, wading a creek, eating a sandwich in the shade of the trees on mossy banks as she clipped the sedge, rolling the bit on her tongue. Open-air barns filled with hay bales, the smell of alfalfa and oats, the sweet scent of warm horses, rubbing liniment oil and hoof picks, brushing her and blowing softly up her nostrils, back and forth, breathing together. Then the tug of the opening door pulled me through, and with years of memories sifting by, captured by those days, the lovely young man looks up, awaiting my order.